Journal says possible errors relate to conditions like heart disease and cancer, which would have been diagnosed in person. But it does say mistakes are rare. GP Steve Taylor says surgeries face understaffing and high demand, but communication with patients is vital.
The way you ask questions is different when you're doing it online versus face-to-face, and you've lost some of that ability to communicate in different ways. Most of the consultation is done verbally, but actually some of it is done with visual clues and other things, and those things are often missing if you just talking to somebody on the phone.
There are worries parents are paying too much for baby formula. The competition watchdog has looked at 10 food groups sold in supermarkets and discovered some companies making branded foods are putting up prices faster than their costs are rising. Greece's foreign minister says his country's call for the Elgin marbles to be returned from the British Museum is based on history and justice. He's at the same NATO summit right now as Lord Cameron. A murderer has turned down £40,000 from his victim's family and is offering to reveal where he buried her in Hertfordshire in 1969. Nizar Modine Hossain says it's for his own peace of mind. The victim, Muriel Mackay's grandson, Mark Dyer, told our crime correspondent Martin Brunt what he said.
It was rejected. It was pushed away. I don't want money. I don't want this money. Closure.
What did you think when he said that?
I thought that legitimised him.
We knew it was going to be cold over the next few days, but it could be worse than thought. Health officials have upgraded their yellow alerts to amber ones in parts of England. The VAR for last night's 1-1 draw between PSG and Newcastle in the Champions League has been stood down from a match tonight following controversy in Paris. He suggested the referee look again at a handball incident, which resulted in the French side being awarded a 98th-minute penalty to rescue a point. That's the latest. I'm Nick Qureshi.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thanks very much to Nick.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Now, the weather for today, 4 degrees, sunny intervals and light winds. It is nice and bright in Brentwood at the moment, but it will cloud over. But it will remain dry as well, which is hurrah. So enjoy that sunshine, but it is cold, so wrap up warm.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company. Proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
A very good morning. You're listening to Michelle. You're listening to Michelle. I was about to say Michelle Wall, and I thought, no, you just know me as Michelle. And I'm here on Phoenix 98 FM with Eat My Brunch between 10 and 1. I forgot where I was again, and it's only Wednesday. Only Wednesday. Trying to have a look through some news stories, but it is pretty depressing out there. So I'm just going to see if I can find a little funny story. Timothy Chalamet takes on the role as young Willy Wonka. Now, I loved the film Willy Wonka, not the one with the original one, and his name's escaped me, but you know exactly who I mean. The original Willy Wonka, when they had the Oompa Loompas and it was all Violet Beauregard, you know, and all those child actors in it. That was really good. I didn't enjoy the one with Johnny Depp so much. So, Gene Thingy Bob. I can't remember his name. It's gone from me. But Timothy Chalamet, who is incredibly good looking, I believe he's going out with one of the Kardashians, didn't want to mess up his portrayal of the much-loved Willy Wonka character. And I think it's quite easy to do because, really, you know, the original film, I think, was the best, even, you know, set in the 70s, I think it was made. But there's just something quite sinister about the original Willy Wonka. You know, that original film. It's a bit like the one that had the child catcher in it, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. That film frightened the life out of me. And even now. And a bit like The Wizard of Oz, where they had the witches and the flying monkeys and things. That frightened the life out of me. I'll sing that and there'll be adults out there going, oh my gosh, oh my God. Gene Wilder! Thank you very much, Natasha from The Chicken and Frog. She just told Gene Wilder, I think, was the best Willy Wonka because he was sinister. And Natasha will know, obviously being in the bookshop, the children's bookshop in Brentwood on the Ongar Road. Make sure you check it out. But I quite like books, or the things I remember from children's TV and probably from the books. There were some, you know, like Hansel and Gretel, there were some quite nasty moments in children's books, and I don't know whether they're still the same. I mean, you're talking about really young children, you know, and you just go, oh, you know, frighten the life out of yourself. So I don't know whether we've whether we changed. I don't have children, so I don't know if the books have kind of calmed down a bit. But the witch from The Wizard of Oz, when you saw her on that broom, it was a horrible, I'd let laugh. A bit like my laugh, actually. They frightened the life out of me. And then the child catcher, sweets, ice cream, oh, horrible. I think it's got a lot to do, actually. Both of those had false noses on. And they gave like the pointy kind of features and like very sharp looking teeth. Maybe it was that did it. I don't know. Just very creepy, but excellently played by the actors and actresses. Apparently, I did read a story because I like looking into sort of old Hollywood stories. And apparently the woman who played the witch was actually a very sweet natured lady. And you find that sometimes when you've got people that are they're so good actors that they're not, don't have that persona in real life. But yeah, I think children's books and things were a lot more sinister and frightening. And the films definitely were as well. They were more, quite frightening. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know why they need to do another story about young Willy Wonka. It's just, is this another Disney film? Why can't they just come out with something original? I mean, I could work, me and you out there could work at Disney and come up with better ideas than Disney are doing at the moment. They seem to be ruining nearly everything they touch. Absolutely. I mean, Star Wars, don't get me started on that. I mean, I swear to God, if I sat down with Natasha this afternoon, we'd have a film outline by 6 o'clock this evening, and we'd still have time to have a couple of glasses of wine. Yeah. Exactly.
I want to talk to you.
I want to talk Disney. The last time we need talk, job. I want to take over as writer.
Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy smile? Am I too dirty? Am I too flirty? Do I like what you like? I could be wholesome, I could be loathsome, guess I'm a little bit shy. Why don't you like me? Why don't you like me without making me try?
I try to be like Chris Kelly, but all her looks were too sad. So I tried a little Freddy. I've got an entity in mind.
Everybody.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
We are on procession with the crucial, with the wild. Taken in possession by the music and beguiled.
Just to say, we've been playing it out for weeks, and it actually, the video drops for it today, I think. So I'll be interested to see that. I love this song. With Duran Duran back with a brilliant song. Love it. Coming up next, we've got the new one from Taylor Swift, which is called Style. You're listening to Michelle Ward on a very stylish Eat My Food. freezing in here. I just, you know, I've gone out to make a cup of coffee and I've picked up, I didn't realise how cold my hands were. I don't like the heating on too much in the studio because it makes me drowsy. So I tend not to like, I don't like heating on in the car. Not too much, just a little bit, but I don't like it. Some people have it when it really warms up in a car and I can't stand it. I have to have the window open. But I don't like, because it literally, if I put the heating on in here too much, because we've got like an air con unit, I will literally nod off. And I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to be suddenly sitting in, nodding off. And you're like, oh, she's a bit quiet for a while. Mind you, you might like it if I was a bit quiet for a while. Too bad.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a jumpers or gym jams day at work, or support the Christmas tree recycling service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Phoenix FM.
Here is Train featuring Ashley Monroe with Bruises.
Haven't seen you since high school. Good to see you're still beautiful. Gravity hasn't started to pull quite yet. I bet you're rich as hell.
Town I know is keeping you down on your knees. nation loses the vibe that separates. It's good to know you've got a friend, but to remember now and then, everybody loses. These bruises make for better conversation. Loses the vibe that separates. It's good to let you in again. You're not alone in how you've been. Everybody loses.
Everybody loses. Everybody loses. You all got bruises. You all got bruises.
Oh, that is a beautiful song. You know, I wanted to just quickly, why I'm sat here, and it's literally leapt into my brain. I posted something off. I sold something online, posted it off first class, recorded. It's gone missing. It's in the system, not been delivered, not anywhere at all, so I've got to make a claim for it, and the guy's got to be refunded, which is fine. Although I've lost, it's not fine because I've lost the item. So that's that. And then I ordered some more stuff from TikTok shop, which I'd ordered from this company before. And what happened was the postman threw it over the back gate and it got wedged between the barbecue and the fence. So I didn't even know it was there. And then I managed to find it, basically. It got wedged, okay? And then the other day, the postman, I had another two deliveries from this same company. The postman went to my neighbour and then took a picture of my neighbour, not holding the boxes. The postman was holding the boxes. And then they went back on the van and they were meant to be delivered again on Saturday. Well, they never turned up. But according to the company on TikTok, they've been delivered because they've got a picture, but then the post office saying that they haven't been delivered. So, I mean, I've got a refund from this company, and fair enough, they're quite a big company, but they shouldn't have to refund because it's down to the post office. And this is out of doing, I think I've sent about 10 things off and one of them's gone missing, and I've ordered a couple of things, and this is about the third or fourth thing that's gone missing this year. Dreadful, dreadful service. I don't know what is going on with Royal Mail at the moment. It's awful. I mean, if you can't even trust a first-class recorder to get there, it's just no good. So this company have refunded me, and I've emailed them and said, you know, I want to pay for the items. If they arrive, I want to pay for them. And it's, you know, I don't know whether, because they're such a big company, maybe they've got a deal with the post office that they get X amount back per year in miss kind of things, but it's not on. And it was the same company before where I couldn't find the package. So I don't know, are you having problems with Royal Mail at the moment, or is it just me? I don't know what's going wrong, even when you... I mean, I'd never send anything of any value just first class, or even if it was a lipstick or something you're sending to a friend, I'd never send it just first class post. It'd never get there. Possibly. Well, probably. I wouldn't trust it as far as I could throw it. So that's why I always send stuff recorded first class or tracked. Anyway, let me know what you think. Are you having problems with the Royal Mail? I don't know if these parcels are ever going to get to me. If they do, then I'll just send the refund back. But at the moment, that's what they did. They just refunded me. The company just refunded me straight away without me having to do anything. Which was... So they must get this quite a lot with stuff going missing. Right. Should we have some more music? I think we should. Let's have a little bit of Human League. This is Open Your Heart. That is the Human League with Open Your Heart. Now, I know he's listening out there because he just sent me a message. It's the one and only Tony from the Conjacks, the lead singer and writer and lyricist, along with Peter Spicer and Ed Rome as well. Pops in and does a lot of the production on there and music. And I've done a bit of singing with them as well. They've also had the guy from the Cutting Crew, Nick Van Eed, has been doing stuff as well. Now, Tony, I've spoken about Tony on air before, and hopefully maybe towards the end of the week or next week we can have a chat with Tony on the phone. He can tell us all about London Town, which would be nice. We could do a little telephone interview, Tony. He wasn't very well. He hasn't been very well. It's made me look at doing first aid course, which I should be doing with Roy Tizak, if you're listening out there, Roy, who is he's done paramedic work. So I wouldn't know what to do in an emergency situation. I think a lot of us in an emergency situation would panic or go, you're meant to do this. So I am going to be setting up with Roy Tizak. I'm going to be doing one of his first aid courses. So is Peter Spicer as well from the Conjacks. And we're hoping to get a few people to join us on a live too. And I will tell you more about it when we've got some dates. You know, it's like I'm just waiting for Pete to give me some dates of when he's free, Tony. You know what he's like? He's terrible. Takes such a long time. So we're wishing Tony all the best. You can go and check out the Conjacks online. They've got 131,000 followers. I've known them since the very beginning because they had to get a name together before they came on this show with me about 7 years ago. And Pete said, it's really weird because we're really good friends now, myself, Tony, and Pete and Ed. We, you know, love the guys to bits. They're very talented and we always work so well together. And it was, and Pete said, you don't get many times that you'll get meeting somebody for the first time, which we did on air, and that was our first meeting, and then we just became friends. And it's really weird because we didn't know each other until they came into the studio and they played the music. They've got so many fantastic tunes out there, and as I said, a massive following, and they've been working with Nick Van Eed from the Cutting Crew, who has joined them on their track, which is called London Town, which you know I've played a lot on the show, and I'm going to play it for you now. Here is Tony with his beautiful voice, and you get your voice sorted out and you're going to get back into singing next year, my love. Don't you worry about it. Also featuring Pete Spicer, Nick Van Eed from the Cutting Crew, Ed Rome, and also I'm on backing vocals just a little bit in the background. It's brilliant. This is the Conjacks with London Town. Enjoy, Tony. Lots of love, darling.
Sunny days, everybody comes out and plays, laying down a patch of grass in the city, so green. There's a man smoking on the river bridge, yeah. His reflection seems to bother him, as bottles float by, littering our shore. Somehow we could clean up every single street in every town. Come on, starting with London Town, starting in London Town, starting with London Town. Something in the air where I can't breathe. Do you know if we all got together somehow, we could clean up every single street in every town, starting with London Town.
That is the Konjacks there with London Town. Now, I thought we'd go back in time. Let's go back to the 80s. I think it's the 80s, it is. A little bit of imagination with flashbacks. another presenter just... I had this up so loud in the studio. There's a presenter. I didn't realise another presenter next door. They came in. Are you enjoying yourself? I was like, oh, yeah, I'm a bit of a disco. Luckily, I wasn't standing up. That was Imagination with Flashback. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right, let's check out the traffic and the travel for you this morning. Not too bad on the roads so far. Brook Street roundabout is absolutely fine. A little bit busy around Gallows Corner as always. Heading down the M25 towards Lakeside, you've got a clear run, and then heading up towards the M11, no issues. A12 into Chelmsford, again, no problems. And there are some temporary traffic lights on the A129 Rady Road at Hutton Place. That's for a gas main work. Other than that, it's pretty clear on the roads. More traffic and travel in an hour.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm flowing to you like water. Yeah, my body's swaying side to side. I'm focused in on a moment. All the lights are diamonds in the sky. Yeah, and I finally saved myself, like you saved me now. Took time, finally saved myself, 'cause I never thought I would find it, but I found what I was looking for.
Why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice.
We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh, let me just put my headphones on. Oh, that's better. I'm looking at the tree. It has no lights on it. You know, I said I was going to bring lights in today. Bob, if you're on your way in, I've forgotten to bring the lights in. I was going to get Bob to stand on the chair and put them up. As you know, the other day we had Scott Ross doing a not very good health and safety, standing on a chair, putting up a Christmas decoration because I pointed to the ceiling and said, we need one there. So, yeah, I'm going to get the lights, I think, over the weekend. And then I'm going to get I might have to bring in a stepladder. I can't. If I stood in a chair, I'm only 5 foot one, I go nowhere. Okay. And we do need to have some lights, but they need to be able to plug in and not, they can't be around the tree because we'll have wires traipsing and you can't do that. So yeah, you always need, you know, during the daytime, they're not going to make that much difference, but in the evening, oh, the twinkling of the lights is lovely. On the A-list, here's Abby Flynn, My Own Woman.
If you wanna have
taking us up to news, here's Mark Ronson with Oh My God. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.